Well, thought I must give up the boat, and with it all my hopes of leaving the isle. But I have this to think of. I am lord of the whole isle, in fact, a king. I have wood with which I might build a fleet, and grapes, if not grain, to load it with, though all my wealth is but a few gold coins. For these I had no sort of use, and could have found it in my heart to give them all for a peck of peas and some ink, which less I stood in much need of. But it was best to dwell more on what I had than on what I had not. I now felt that I must try once more to build a boat, but this time it was to have a mast for which the ship's sails would be of great use. I made a deck at each end to keep out the spray of the sea, a bin for my food, and a rest for my gun, with a flap to screen it from the wet. More than all, the boat was one of such a size that I could launch it. My first cruise was up and down the creek, but soon I got bold and made the whole round of my isle. I took with me bread, cakes, a pot of rice, half a goat, and two greatcoats, one of which was to lie on, and one to put on at night. I set sail in the sixth year of my reign. On the east side of the isle there was a large ridge of rocks which lay 2 miles from the shore, and a shoal of sand lay for half a mile from the rocks to the beach. To get round this point, I had to sail a great way out to sea, and here I all but lost my life.